This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Even though there really isn't a whole lot of inflation in this economy, a lot of people still find the cost of living a challenge. There's a slice of this population, though, people living in prison, for whom the costs are relatively higher, both on the inside and when they get out. Morgan Godvin, she's a writer now and a student at Portland State University. A couple of years ago, though, fighting a drug addiction, she was in a very different place.
My name is Morgan Godvin. I served 20 months in county jail and then 2 years at a federal prison outside of Oakland, California. Shortly before I became incarcerated, I received a large sum of money, $96,000. My mom had passed away, and it was the life insurance. That money fundamentally altered my prison and reentry experience. There are prison jobs, and those pay about 20 cents an hour for full-time work. So a really good monthly wage would be $60 a month. I spent that in a few days. A 15-minute prepaid phone call cost $6.25. I had 1 month where I spent $500 just on phone calls. Obviously, I could make 3, 4, 5, 6 phone calls in a day. I knew I didn't want to lose my car, so I was able to make these, you know, multiple series of phone calls to get my car put somewhere safe. When I got a little bit closer to release, I called a different friend who was a student at Portland State, and I'm telling him, you know, my name, birthday, so he can create this account for me, essentially pretending to be me online and registering me for classes. So because I can afford a prison phone call, I registered for classes. The day I got released, I had $12,000 remaining in my savings. My first outing after prison, I was able to go to the outlets and buy an entire new wardrobe. I still had my car. I could drive to my job interviews. I was able to buy a laptop for my studies, all the textbooks that were required. And as I'm buying all these things, I don't give it a second thought. I'm just swiping my debit card. I spent $4,000 the first month I was out of prison. That was just the bare minimum to get reestablished as a citizen. And when I looked at that number, that's when I really started to think, what about everyone else?
Morgan Godvin there in Portland, Oregon, on the costs of going to prison and the cost of getting out.